Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Keely Boltina in for host Lori Walsh. If you relaxed with a cold drink this week after a long day of work outside, you might have reached for a locally brewed craft beer. The industry is growing in South Dakota with more consumers seeking out local offerings. For American Craft Beer Week, we're joined by some of the region's top brewers. I want to welcome Erman Husidic, who is on the phone with us from Hill City. He is the hospitality manager at Minor Brewing. Hi, Erman.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thank you. Welcome. And in the studio here at the University of Sioux Falls with me, I have Ricardo Tarabelsi. He's the Vice President of Sales and Marketing with Fernson Brewing Company in Sioux Falls. Hello there.
Good morning.
Welcome. Thanks for coming in. Let's start here and tell me when we start with American Craft Brew Week, why does it get its entire week? Why should we celebrate the whole week long?
Why not? People celebrate all year. As far as I'm concerned, our industry, it's one of those things where people love a reason to celebrate. I think it deserves its own week to kind of highlight some of the great beer that's coming out of not only Sioux Falls but obviously South Dakota and the region.
So tell me about Fernson's brewing style then.
You know, our style, we're a little unique in that we have two brewers. Call them master brewers, call them whatever you want.
Head brewers, I think sometimes they're called.
Yes, and they're both receive their training in very different ways. One's formally trained at the University of California in Davis, master brewing program, and the other one is very hands-on, has been a home brewer for a decade, nationally certified beer judge. And the two of them have this mind meld, is what I call it, when they create these recipes. But if you were to sit down, and I didn't bring, 10 different beers for you to taste this morning.
Yeah, you're sitting here with water, so I'm not sure what's happening.
You know, it's my bad.
Really. Next time.
Yeah. But if I lined up all, the 10 beers we have on tap right now at the brewery, the theme is they're all very well-balanced, even though the range is from 4.5% alcohol all the way up to 8, and they all drink, they're very approachable.
Okay, and help me understand what approachable means.
So approachable means it's not offensive, and it's not that offensive in a bad way, but offensive in, there are some beers that you could get that alcohol burn, or some beers that are super strong or super bitter, some IPAs, bitterness is what you're kind of after. And I think all of ours are just really well-balanced, well-made beers, true to style. Our most popular beer is Lion's Paw Lager. And there's a reason for it. It's very drinkable. The word sessionable is thrown around in the craft beer world a lot, and we just like the word approachable.
Erman, out in Hill City at Minor Brewing Company, is it important for those beers to be approachable as well, to bring in different people to different events that are really taking off?
Well, definitely. We have beers, like I said, from 4% all the way 9% alcohol, but they have to be balanced and approachable because so many folks, and in the craft beer industry, folks are after the taste, you have to have beers that taste good no matter what. So we have our top beer, Mango Cream Ale. It's just a very balanced, approachable beer. People love drinking it. It's a great summertime beer, so it's definitely important.
Erman, when we are talking about this, I wonder if someone like me would be welcome at these events, because I admit, and I admitted to Ricardo too, I'm not really a beer person. So when you're managing hospitality out in Hill City, how do you take in all people, maybe not just those who are really interested in the nuances of the beer that you're serving?
That's a great question. You have to have balance and everything. So a little bit for everyone. We normally have a meat on tap that is specifically for folks who don't enjoy beer, but we have, like I said, Mango Cream Ale, our Honey Lager, our wheat beer are very approachable beers that are very unique. And even folks that come in and say, I don't drink beer, I don't enjoy beer, having one of those with that are lighter body, lighter style. A lot of folks really find that they really enjoy those tastes, and we're always experimenting with new flavors. As a matter of fact, today we are releasing a blueberry cream ale, just to kind of add a little bit more South Dakota flair to it, to a already very popular beer with beer drinkers and non-beer drinkers alike.
Back here in Sioux Falls, Ricardo Tarabelsi, tell me how you handle at Fernson people who say, I don't like beer, thanks anyway.
Well, it's no different than when I walked into the studio today and you were like, FYI, I'm not a beer person.
Not my thing,
and,
right.
And my my reaction was, I'm going to convert you.
Okay.
I mean, that's just, I think that's something that people working in the craft beer industry have a passion for, this fermented product that brings people together. It's meant to be shared. And so we like to bring people like into the fold. We get lots and lots of guests at the tap room that, yeah, they come in and they go, oh, I'm a wine drinker. And so we try to, it's just asking questions and trying to explore, you know, their palate. Like, what is it about wine that you like? Is it, you know, because there's obviously a whole spectrum in the wine world, you know, from sweet to dry to everything else. And so we just try to kind of match our beers, because there are so many different styles. And even within styles, what's happening now is IPA is just one of those categories that in the past, I think, you know, West Coast style IPA, you probably don't, you're looking at me like you have no
idea. I'm listening. You can break it down.
So West Coast style IPA is traditionally super bitter and almost harsh, you know, high IBUs, international bittering units.
So I would taste it and probably set it down if I'm not used to it and enjoying that sort of product.
Yeah, it's one of those acquired almost taste kind of build up into it. You know, it's probably not the first beer you should try as a non-beer drinker, right? Okay, so note to self.
Yes.
However, IPAs have evolved as a category, as a style, because we get people walking all the time. They see IPA on a tap handle and they go, no, I don't drink IPAs. And though, of course, we ask questions and to explore and why don't you drink IPAs? Well, I've had this, this, and this, and they list four or five different IPAs they've tried, because in their mind, they've tried all the IPAs out there, and they tried all the West Coast style IPAs. And we always say, you know what, just do me a favor, just taste this. And we give them our IPA, which is, it's still at 7%, 7%, 70 IBU, which in terms of IBUs might appear high, but perceived bitterness is low in our IPA. And so they take one sip and they go, oh, this IPA can drink. And so the fact is that they're within styles, every beer is created differently, with the intentions of the brewer, whether or not they're going for, you know, more floral or fruity or whatever it is that appeals to them in that style.
And where do your brewers pull those flavors? Where do they come from?
So the majority of the flavors, and it's funny because people ask this all the time, and they just think, oh, I get a lot of grapefruit in your IPA. Do you put grapefruit in it? Like, that's just a natural conclusion from someone that's new to craft beer. And the fact of the matter is, you know, we don't add, in our brewery, we don't add any fruit to any of our beers. But the perceived fruit flavors come from, majority from the yeast that we use. And of course, the hops variety that we use as well.
I'm talking with Ricardo Tarabelsi, who is Vice President of Sales and Marketing with Fernson Brewing Company in Sioux Falls, and out in Hill City, Erman Husidic is Hospitality Manager at Minor Brewing Company. Erman, I wonder then where your hops come from. What is different about that process for you than for Fernson?
You know, it's a little bit different market here. You know, something we try to do a lot is you know, create a unique South Dakota product and experience with our brewery, because we get so many tourists through here that have never been in South Dakota. So we're always looking for different things. So we do add, you know, our motto is classically crafted South Dakota inspired. So we will use South Dakota honey or South Dakota hand-picked blueberries in our beers, just to kind of give them a fresh taste. We do a lot of, I'm sure as Fernson does as well, a lot of experimenting with flavors and finding what works really well together, what would make a really good taste profile for a beer.
But how do you manage that, trying to deal with kind of two different markets? One is, you know, the taste of South Dakota, and the other is, you know, tourism. Or is there a gray area in the middle? Do you do completely different, you know, varieties, or do you kind of shoot for things that please all people all the time?
You know, I think we make beer that we want to drink. So, you know, there's obviously a little bit for everyone. We have anywhere between 10 to 16 beers on tap at any given time. So we try to have a, you know, variety of styles out there, to where even though you may be a seasoned craft beer drinker, you can still enjoy some of our lighter beers. Or if you come in and you only like pale ales, we want to make sure that we have a little bit of that as well. So we do a lot of experimentation with our specialty beers, which is something that we really focus on. So we have our year-round beers that are always on tap, and then we do a lot of very fun experimental beers and specialty beers on top of our seasonal selection. So there's always a little bit of something for everyone. We never come up with a beer that says, you know, this is for tourists. We more or less like to make beer that we want to drink, and we feel that there's a lot of folks out there that are just like us. So,
Ermin, do travelers have the expectation that where they go now, they should be able to find good local beer?
Definitely. There's through different websites and all over the place. Virtually every city, when you're researching, they're always highlighting, you know, their top breweries, you know, a place where folks can go in and try the local brews. Every place is different. They have their own styles, unique flavors that they focus on, and South Dakota is no different. Every time we see a review on Hill City or the Black Hills, you know, beer is always part of it. You know, stop by various breweries to try a South Dakota beer. So it's definitely part of what folks are looking for when they're looking for vacations or they're traveling through an area.
Here on the east side of the state, Ricardo, do you see the same thing, that people show up expecting to be wowed? I mean, do they travel for the beer, or does the beer just, it's an expectation that it's part of your experience?
Yeah, we've seen everything from you know, the person that's traveling literally across the country so they can have a beer from every single state. I mean, we've seen those people come through, and it's really cool. At the same time, we get, you know, the people traveling on business, they come through Sioux Falls. Just saw a guy, ran into a guy randomly downtown from Wisconsin, was in town doing some stuff with the hospitals. And I'm like, how'd you end up here? And he's like, oh, I Googled brewery in Sioux Falls, you know, and that's, you know, like Ermin said, you know, people go, they'll do their research even before they come here because there is that expectation that there's got to be a brewery in Sioux Falls now. I think South Dakota is catching up with the kind of the rest of the region. I don't know if you get over to Minnesota. I mean, Minneapolis is just exploding. But I think we're very close. I mean, you can go, I challenge you to do a Google search for a brewery in South Dakota. You'll be surprised at the list.
Why is it growing so quickly? Why is there so much interest? Why is no one happy with going to the gas station and grabbing, you know, a 12 pack out of the cooler?
You know, I think Ermin kind of hit on this, is that people are looking for flavor. It's not just about, you know, I hate to use the word light beer or, you know, classic beers that you're probably picturing that's in a gas station, but you go to a local gas station here in Sioux Falls, you're starting to see craft brands, including ours, on the shelves at gas stations, convenience stores, grocery stores, independent liquor stores, et cetera, et cetera. Because there is a following. I think a lot of our fans, especially, they're loyal. And that loyalty comes from, you know, we're a local business. We live in Sioux Falls. We do business in Sioux Falls. But the quality of the product, the consistency of the product has to be there. And when that's there, then it's that's where the magic happens.
You mentioned that this product brings people together. It creates a culture. It's welcoming. People can, you know, bond over this. But how is that different than those other, you know, kind of more national commercial brands that you're talking about? Why is craft beer different?
Why is craft beer different locally versus
in creating those relationships?
Right. I think part of it is we do have tap rooms. We have a tap room at the physical brewery production facility north of town, and we have a tap room downtown at 8th and Weber.
And that's just a different experience than going into a different restaurant and ordering a beer on tap?
Exactly, yeah, because we're not a restaurant or a bar. We designed it that way on purpose to not have a kitchen, because our focus is on production and distribution. We're currently distributing in 4 different states, in South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota, and Iowa. We're about to launch Nebraska here pretty soon, so we're excited about that growth, and that's been our business model. The tap room really is a tasting room. It's a chance for you, and I'm looking at you
specifically, me,
to come in and taste. Go just do a taste. Excuse me, a tasting, and we'll take you right through it, and we'll explain what each beer is. And then what we do is we encourage people now to go out in the community and go support the bars and restaurants that are supporting us by having us on tap or having our cans available.
Ermin, I now know what my experience in Sioux Falls will be at Fernson, but help me understand what it looks like if I come to Minor Brewing Company. What am I going to be around? What's the atmosphere?
Well, just like Ricardo said, we're not a bar. We're more of a tasting room as well, where it can come in, have a good old time. We can do a tasting, a flight, if you already have some styles, want to discuss beer. Really, it's all about that experience. So when you were asking earlier, why it's so different, it's a tap room is an experience that when you come in, just a relaxing vibe, have a beer, have a pint outside on a patio, play some games, watch some TV, whatever the case might be. But it's more about just having a good time with friends, and when you stop into Minor Brewing Company, you are our friend, you are our guest. So the interaction with the server, and it's just a great atmosphere. We can walk through any kind of beer, and we love talking beer, so that's usually our what we love doing the most, so we have some great conversations as well.
It's a safe go-to to talk about beer.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. We love beer and everything about it, and we love talking about it.
I have one last question I'd like you both to answer. Ermin, let's start with you. Craft beer, there's this groundswell of interest, and I want you to help me understand how I should look at this as something with longevity and not just a trend that's going to fade away. Why is it here to stay?
I think it's here to stay because of a lot of the things we already talked about. So taste, I think we're never going to go back with just the simple, light lagers. There's everyone is expanding into new areas. There are limitless possibilities with the craft beer and flavors, and people have really developed a taste for that. It's definitely there. And then on top of that, the experience, there's definitely something different. You can buy craft beer at gas stations or liquor stores, but there's just something different when you can sit in a tap room and have a pint. It's definitely, people have acquired a taste for it, and it's only expanding every day.
Ricardo, are you in the same boat there? What makes it? What's going to make it stay?
Absolutely. I think as long as breweries continue to innovate, and by innovate, I don't mean invent new things, but innovate in terms of, and I think Ermin said this earlier too, is experimenting. And we love to experiment. I mean, just this week, we're going to be, we use a Randall. You probably, again, you give me that look that you have no idea what I'm talking about.
So I'm forcing Randall, you to explain everything.
So a Randall is this contraption that you basically can, allows you to infuse a flavor into one of your beers that are on tap. And so we've done everything from last week. We put our lager and we infused lime and cilantro. and turn it into, like, it transforms the beer when you do that, right? And we've done it with everything from coffee beans with our porter to kiwi. I mean, you can put anything in this contraption and it infuses the flavor. So that's fun, A. B, we have this extensive barrel aging program. We have these wine barrels that have been used for, you know, two or three vintages, and then we get them and we get to store our beer in it. And again, that transforms the beer. It kind of metamorphosizes into something else even better, and it creates flavors that didn't exist before it got into the barrel. And so that kind of stuff, that continuing to innovate and explore different styles and flavors, I think that's what keeps people engaged and interested.
And that passion shows through in the product.
Absolutely.
All right. Sounds good. Ricardo Tarabelsi is Vice President of Sales and Marketing with Fernson Brewing Company in Sioux Falls. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
And Erman Husidic is Hospitality Manager at Minor Brewing Company in Hill City. Thanks, Erman.
Thank you.